Today I'm going to read to you Luke chapter 13, verse 6 to 9. This is a very common and familiar scripture. Then he told this disciple, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Look at my name. It's Bravo, right? But some things are very terrible before the Lord. When I come to Canada, I lived in Canada 30 years myself, and I found out this guy, sorry, your pastor, lived there too. And we have the common from Canada to USA. It's not coincidence. Faith. If you look into the dictionary, that's something small, tiny, no value at all. That's my name, even my father's, my mother's, mine, that is a bravo, it's a brave. But somehow, it's nothing and it's terrible in the Lord's eyes. We think we are somebody, but we are at the filthy rags in front of him. But he put you and I somewhere for something. We are the witness, we are the witnesses to the people who will not become the Christ children or the Lord children yet. We live day by day to show that we are the son and the daughter of God. We are here to shine to the darkness. The faith. You know, when I come to Canada, I lived in Canada before I come to USA, to America. I came to Canada, I went to the bank, and they asked me, "What's your name?" I didn't know English yet. And now I didn't know even enough yet. And I showed my paper to open the account. They looked at my name and they showed to each other and they smiled and they walked into the room. I saw it. They laughed on it. I didn't know what happened. I went home and looked into the dictionary, and I got shocked. Oh man, not even humans. From there, I didn't even dare to pronounce my name. And finally, I worked for a German boss, and he embarrassed whenever he pronounced my name or called me. So he asked me, "Can I call you something else? Or you name yourself something else?" I said, "Up to you." And they called me Charlie Sims. I tell you, I'm one of the bold people. You know that. I came to Canada in 1982. I came to a refugee camp in Philippines in 1981. And this is not what I want. I want to get out of the country, but I was landed in Philippines because the German ship rescued us and put into the refugee camp. I lived there over a year and thought myself about what I'm going to do when I resettle in the new country. My family was wealthy over there, but you know, after 1975, everything's wiped off by the communist government. And then if I rebuild it, and this collapse again, so I thought, probably I'm going to become a pastor. Never been retired. Sorry. I committed my life to the Lord because I know that is the best choice. Even sometimes we face the problems. We face the hardship of life, but that is in of the Lord. Not in humans, if that is the wise choice, as you are, even you, right now, you give yourself, you give your life into the hands of the Lord, He's going to take care of you every day. I come to America, I didn't have a paper yet, but I tell you, the good shepherd taking care of me well. Tom, the guy staying here, give me something every day, and he encouraged me day by day. I have a friend around and went to my ministry. Tell me a little bit what to do, and I have to follow this gentleman because he is a pastor, and also he is the leader of the team, so I have to listen to him too. All of us here in the purpose of the Lord, we are not here not for incident or accident. Probably my parents or your parents gave to you a birth accidentally. They didn't want you, they didn't want me, but the Lord has a purpose for our lives. Okay, in this story we didn't see the story told a little bit further, then I'm going to make up the story, okay, to fit into this story. There's a business guy on the way home from his business. And he saw the small, tiny fig tree in the bush. It's choked by thorns and very dry, even dying down. And he has a compassion. It's touched. He has no hope, no tools, nothing to dig it up. Now he uses bare hand to dig it up. He clears thorns around, he takes out those sharp stones, and then he takes up and he uses a part of his cloak to wrap it around and use the water left over in his bottle to water the fig tree. He took it to his vineyard and told the dresser, put it into the vineyard and taking care of it well. In his dream, one day he's going to have the fruit from this tree. Year by year, he dreams about it on the way he goes home. Whenever he looks at the place where the fruit trees was, he has a touch, but he has a dream in the future that the fig trees are going to bear fruit. First year, the second year, the third year, he didn't have any, he didn't find any fruit until the fruit, on the fruit tree. He getting tired of it. Get rid of it. And the dresser said, "Dear Lord, give me one more year. I'm going to put Charlie into it. I'm going to dig around and put him into it. The name, that name, put into it. Fertilize it and make it fruitful. But if not, cut it up and throw it into the fire. You are here in front of the Lord. You have to bear fruit for the Lord." Thanks God. This Shepherd Church have a 30-mile mission. Have a missions here and there. And to draw the people toward the Lord, toward the church, to tell them the stories about Jesus died on the cross for them. What are you doing? Are you joining to the team? You help the pastor, you help the church to build the mission and to do good for the Lord. What Charlie's doing? You know, most of Vietnamese come to America, they look for the great future. Study hard, work hard and make money. Buy a nice car, buy a nice house, bigger house, and then pay the mortgage every month and work even harder, and then heart attack, die. That's it. Correct? Or even home and stay there. And then, you know, I saw it. I worked there like this. And the juice not even go into the mouth, but on the floor. Because we are the filthy rat, and we have no strength to do anything, but we are in the Lord, and then He's going to give us strength to do the good things, bear fruit for the Lord. Thank you very much to bear the Vietnamese, to take care of the Vietnamese church here, and give them room. Every afternoon we have a service here. And I know that one day you and I come to the Lord, come into the front of the Lord, and they said, good servant, come and enjoy your heaven. Thank you very much. Keep working hard.